Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Golf with the Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play 2 rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their 3 lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddy's package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their 3 legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to enjoy their Memorial Day specials running May 22nd through the 26th. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Man Carries Chrysler Jeep Dodge's storage lot is open to the public. Now through Saturday, 100 new Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodges, and Ram trucks must be sold. There's absolutely no more room. Get 0% for 84 months on all brand new 2015 Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodges, and Ram trucks. Get a $4,000 rebate. Factory representatives and finance companies on the premises this Thursday through Saturday. Directly behind Man Carries Chrysler Jeep Dodge on 95th Street in Oaklawn.
Zero down equals $11.89 per thousand with approved credit. Dealer buy down in lieu of rebate.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hawks fans, as the Blackhawks battle the Ducks in the Western Conference Final, keep it right here for expert analysis, breaking postseason news, and your reaction too. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Taverns or live at Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill, I'm Matt Abaticola.
I will say, I know that the timeline to get him on the ice was his first day today, but he's been ready, he's cleared to participate, and he was out there doing one-on-one drills, so we'll see how he is.
That's Coach Q talking about rookie defenseman Trevor Van Riemsdyk, who was recalled today. He had wrist surgery on April 7th. He's been out ever since. Hawks do need some defensive help. They lost 2-1 last night to the Ducks. They trail Anaheim now 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow night at the United Center. And the Eastern Conference Finals, the Lightning leads that series 2-1. Game 4 also tonight at Tampa Bay. On to baseball. White Sox host the Twins. Jeff Samardzija opposing Phil Hughes. A 6:35 pregame right here on The Score with our guy Chris Ranji. And the Cubs are in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. John Lester faces Josh Kalmeter. First pitch is at 8:10. NBA playoffs. Golden State's up 2-0 on Houston. Game 2, the Cavs at the Hawks. That's this evening. Cleveland leads that series 1-0. PGA, the Colonial. Kevin Na is your leader. He's 9-under for the tournament, 3-under today through 13. Ian Poulter in the clubhouse with a 67. He's 8-under for the tournament. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Robert Morris University, Illinois' graduate school. Accelerate a master's in sports administration at RMU. Mayor Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago Park District present Night Out in the Parks, offering more than 1,000 cultural events and activities. For more information, visit nightoutintheparks.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score, that's tonight, 6:35. Sox and Twins on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
I'd tell you everything if you'd pick up that telephone.
Here's Joe on The Score.
I believe that Jonathan Toews is one of the most overrated
You would be a hockey idiot.
How long have you been a hockey fan? You've been a hockey fan for a long time?
Yeah, pretty long time. I don't think he deserves all the praise that he gets.
My suggestion to you, Joe, is it's time for you to go away back to the land of the hockey stupid. Southside, here's Joe. He's on The Score.
Paxton failed to get free agents in here.
Who did you want? You wanted Carmelo Anthony?
Hey, of course I wanted Carmelo Anthony. I wanted other players as well.
What other players?
Like, who else did you want?
LeBron?
You know what?
Everybody wanted LeBron.
Yeah. You didn't want
LeBron James? All right.
You would be playing the Hawks right now. You had LeBron.
Here's John on The Score. Hi, John.
Yeah, I've been following the story here with the University of Illinois. You show similar behavior with your caller.
Oh my God.
John, let me finish. No, we're not. John, I will answer that.
Let me answer that, dumbass.
Hey, dumbass.
Listen.
Perfect. You did it. Hey, listen. Perfect. Idiot. Good again.
Yes, we abuse people. That's what we do.
Congratulations. You ought to be proud of yourself.
Kiss my ass.
You got it.
Mike on The Score.
Dan, you mentioned earlier about Reinsdorf doesn't interfere or doesn't put a lot of input into hiring the coaches or managers.
No, it's not what I said.
Yeah, go ahead. What'd you say?
It's very tough.
Wow. There's two. That's a new one for me. Thank you.
I love hockey. I wish I could be awake for more of it.
Boars and Bernstein.
Michael Murphy.
Chicago Sports Radio.
Far enough.
The Score.
Yeah. 406. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Boars and Bernstein.
That's a line for the ages. That will live forever. As long as the Hawks are a Western Conference team, that's going to be replayed in this city forever.
But that is a little sampling of how our week has gone.
That's called How'd Your Week Go?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Boy. Go at yourself. Oh. Stupid bastard. I mean, seriously. Dumb bastard. He called today, too. I heard him again today. Not doing that, but just calling. Called Jay and Speaks. Same guy.
Which guy?
That guy.
Which guy?
One to go F yourself.
Oh, that guy. I thought you meant...
Well, the other one called, too. There's a lot of guys your friends calling other shows. Your friends are legion now.
There's a lot of guys who sound like that guy. That guy's a cliche sports radio caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that guy said the thing about that thing, Bernstein.
Thing about that thing.
Yeah, that's why Kenny Williams wanted Cito Gaston, because, you know, all the blacks want to stick together.
That's a score cliche.
Yeah. Well, there's several of them. Anyway, I think I heard him again. I think I know his voice.
Want to take some phone calls?
Oh, let's, let me emphasize this, and I know you probably live a sad and miserable existence.
I do.
Unless you're Janet.
Oh, Janet's
then
cool.
Then everything's good. Everything's good. By calling us today, your life will be better this weekend. If something will happen that will make your life better, I know this to be true. So it is written, so it is said.
Mark and Waukegan, your life is improving as we speak on The Score.
How you doing, Terry and Dan?
Right.
Very interesting thing you said yesterday, Dan, about Steph Curry, how he's always able to produce a shot and during whatever situation is. If it comes down to Cleveland playing Golden State, Do you think Cleveland or LeBron James is going to, the last 5 minutes of the game, it comes crunch time, switch off and take him like he had success against Rose in 2011 when Rose was the MVP?
Maybe, but that's a pick-your-poison situation. You can't worry as much about individual defenders against that team. So it depends. I don't even know who's healthy. I don't even know what's going to be out there.
Yeah.
But it's the problem with Golden State is they make your individual defensive plan look stupid. You can do whatever you want, but somebody is going to be wide open and that guy's going to be found. That's why they were a historically good team this year. So, yeah, it's certainly an option. I think we'll see some of it, of course.
Yeah, I don't know what they would do, and he certainly is. It's not a matter of, it's just how Curry does his stuff, but I think they're too dangerous elsewhere for him to do that. If you notice, he's sort of been laying off a little bit. I mean, I don't know, he's kind of playing everybody. He's kind of wandering around more than he is going after. It'd be fun if he did. First of all, he can't figure out who he's playing with either. Kyrie Irving says, I'm not right. I don't feel good. I'm not playing. So, I mean, look at this team. Look at what he's got. And I still think they're going to be in the NBA Finals. I don't know if Kyrie Irving is going to play again this series.
This is from Greg, who says, I saw the same thing last night with a couple of missed too many men calls. And so I guess I'm not crazy to be seeing that. And some others have said that the Hawks aren't especially bad at it. It's one of the things that you think about the team you watch the most. However, the 847 says the Hawks were second in the league for too many men on the ice penalties with 13 regular season violations.
Okay.
I don't know if that is part and parcel of something that you're doing strategically where you assume, look, we're going to do this really, really fast and we're going to be switching things up so we know this is going to happen, or there's something going wrong that shouldn't be going wrong. I don't know enough. Rogers Park, Mike, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys. Listen, in regards to the too many men on the ice, it's not a coincidence that the Hawks are taking more too many men on the ice penalties. When it comes to those, there's really two kinds of it. One is when a puck is played off a player who's changing at the bench. That's kind of an automatic. If you've got seven guys on the ice and a played puck hits a guy, it's just going to be an automatic penalty. The other one is really where the Hawks get caught up sometimes. They try and time their changes at the bench so that they lose a minimum of momentum, especially in transition across the neutral zone. The problem is those positions.